In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1st chapter. Word in all capital letters, W-O-R-D. This combination of letters does not mean, in its first and original sense, voice, sound, or speech. Physiologically speaking, it means a precious substance. Therefore, as mankind must be placed on their feet physically before the same condition can exist mentally and spiritually, we must get down to fundamentals and give the physiological meaning of word. The Hebrew alphabet consists of 22 letters, each letter having a concrete meaning. In the formation of Hebrew characters, letters were chosen, which, when combined, indicated plainly every phase of that idea which they wished to express. Let us now take word, dissect it, and understand the meaning of each letter. There is no letter W in the Hebrew alphabet. That which they used to designate our letter W was double V, which is also used in modern French. Its meaning is hook. The arms and legs are the hooks of the body. Double V is the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and the characters which they used to express that letter were written as such: T-Z-A-D-D-I, almost unpronounceable. This letter is also, as we write it, the 18th in our alphabet. Its number has a great significance, as the 9th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Teth, T-E-T-H, represents the equilibrium of the father and mother, the perfect balance of the male and female, or positive and negative forces, as manifested in the perfected or completed human being. So the 18th letter, or double V, is the representation of the fall of spirit toward the material world, or the material body. As the 6th letter of the alphabet, Vav, V-A-V, expresses the struggle between the passions and conscience, the antagonism of ideas. So the 18th letter, double V, which is 3 times 6 or 666, represents the beast, which we read of in Revelation, the Adam man. On the mental plane, we use the expression of Hephren. For this number, the lower mind, the material mind. In astronomy, the affinity of this letter 6 is the bull, Taurus. Mankind living wholly on the material plane is hence a beast physically, mentally, and emotionally. As a side note, we are the smartest beast in the field. We are considered beasts. That 666 is the mark of the beast. What it means is 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, which is the mark of the beast, man, the human being, the smartest animal in the field. 666 has nothing to do with the Satan, the devil, or something evil. The mark of the beast is man. The letter W, or the WV, represents the earthly or Adam man, the material body and lower mind. The letter O, the 16th letter of the alphabet, written A-N or I-N, A-Y-I-N, in Hebrew, has somewhat the same meaning as the first letter, but a deeper sense alludes to a material building, an operation in the visible and material world. The materialization of God, the Holy Spirit, the entrance of the Holy Spirit into the visible world, since God, one, is individual or undivided and undifferentiated, to manifest in the material plane, God or that must divide, must become two halves of a circle, must manifest as positive and negative, male and female, electricity and magnetism. From this, we deduce the expression dual power or dual operation dual force. In astronomy, this is represented by the sign Capricorn. These dual forces operating within us thus become the goat, which bears away the sins of the world, circle material body. In the average human being, this dual power is not operating in harmony. The action is unequal. If these two currents operated in harmony in the human body, the regenerated man would be manifested.